from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7 in the Message Bible. It says, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. Simple words, simple truths that can help us at whatever age of life we are, whatever thing we're facing in life. And I just want to share just six things just straight from these verses that I believe can help us. Is that all right? Number one, say number one. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Can you say that with me? There it is. Say that once again with me. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. What does that mean? It means put your dependency on Him. Not on the paycheck, although that sounds like, what, are you serious? I got to put it on that paycheck because I've got kids to feed and I've got things that I need to do. But if we will put our dependency on God, He will do what seems impossible to be done. I know in our natural mind that just kind of like gives us sometimes a brain cramp because we can't imagine how awesome and big God is. But if we'll trust Him from the bottom of our hearts, even tonight, ladies, He knows exactly what we are in the midst of. He knows what's going on. He knows what we have need of. And He says, just allow me in your heart. Be open to me. Let me direct you. Depend on me. That's saying, God, I'm going to let you in. Say, God, I'm going to let you in. Number two, don't try to figure out everything on your own. Oh my gosh, ladies, we are like notorious for trying to figure things out. We try to figure things out all the time. Is there anybody here tonight that has never tried to figure things out yourself? Would you raise your hand? Because we all need to meet you. We need to rub shoulders with you. Because it's a part of our human nature. We want to understand things, but you know, sometimes we just don't understand why things go the way they do. Why do bad things happen to good people? We don't always have all the answers, but we can still look to a God who is good in the midst of it all. And He's still a God that we can trust, and He's still a God that says, don't try to be a superwoman. That's what He's trying to say. Tell your neighbor, don't try to be a superwoman. We try to figure it out because we want to have all that understanding because we want to work it all out. But we don't, let's just stop trying to be a superwoman. That's a lot of relief right there. I don't have to be a superwoman. Number three, listen for God's voice in everything you do and everywhere that you go. Listen for God's voice in everything you do and everywhere you go. And that just simply means put God first. If there's a piece that's directing you in a particular decision that you're making, whether you have talked and walked with God or not, that peace only comes from God. It can't be manufactured in any other way. Follow after that peace and follow after what you sense is a good thing to do. Not just in your logical mind, but your heart is directing you that way. God will be in the midst of that, and He'll help you in all of that. Listen for God's voice. That sounds really big and like, whoa, how does that happen? Simply put Him first. Say, God, you know, I don't understand all of this, but I'm going to endeavor just to put you at the forefront of my life. And I'm going to let your goodness and your peace direct me. Somebody needs that help tonight. We all do. When we're making decisions, do we have a peace about it? Or are we just upside down in our stomach and our minds and just sleepless nights? We just have to be still. Just be quiet and say, okay, all right. This has been a new experience for me, but God, I came to this girl's night out because I know that I need you, and I'm willing to just say, come to the forefront of this situation. Help me right where I'm at. Fourth point is, He says he's the one who will keep you on track. He's the one who will keep you on track. Another translation says He will direct our paths. And another translation says that He will direct our efforts with success. We all want to be successful in life. Let God in. Let God in. He's the one who wants to help us. He's here to help us even tonight. Number five, don't assume that you know it all. We're notorious for that too, ladies, aren't we? But tonight, I feel like we just need to take the pressure off of ourselves. We don't have to know it all. I don't have to understand it all. His goodness has brought us here tonight. And He's saying, just look to me. I'm here for you. You don't have to get it all. You don't have to know it all. Take the pressure off. He wants us to really look to Him. Sixth and last point, if you're taking notes, and probably not, but hopefully listening well, thank you for that. Thank you for listening. Thank you for open hearts. Sixth point, run to God, run from evil. Run to God. Tell somebody around you, run to God.